To us, we all know that he can, he preach, he can teach, he can talk it through. We know he can do it all. So after the choir has given us a selection of their choice, the next voice you are scheduled to hear is none other than Dr. Pastor Isaac Burnett. Sing, choir, preach, pastor.
Listening to the testimonies this morning by Mother Howell and Trustee Robert.
Amen.
We just got to remember that God is an on-time God.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
It may not come when you want him or I want him, but he's right on time.
Yes, he is.
Glory be to God. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on-time God. Yes, he is. Yeah, Job said he
may not come and
want it, but he's right there, right on time. I said he's an on-time. That again, y'all. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on-time God. Yes, he is. Well, Job said he
may not come when you want him,
but he's there right on time. I said he's an on-time God. The children of Israel, trapped by the Red Sea, by that mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around them, and Pharaoh on the tracks. Out of nowhere, God stepped in and built a highway just like that. Let me tell you, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on-time God. Yes, he is. Well, Job said
he may not come when you want him,
but he'll be there right on time. I said he's an on-time God. The 5,000 hungry souls he fed on the banks by the river with five fish and a loaf of bread. What a miracle formed for the multitude. Way back then, he knew today for me and you. Let me tell you, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on-time God. Yes, he is. Well, Job said
he may not come when you want him,
but he'll be there right on time. I say he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Yes, he's on time.
He's on time.
He's on time.
He's on time. Oh, yes, he's on time.
He's on
time.
He's on time.
He's on time. He's on time. Oh, yes, he's on time.
Tell you.
He's on time.
He's done.
He's on time.
Oh, yes.
He's on time.
As Daniel in the lion's den. And he'll tell you.
He's on time. Oh, yes.
As Job.
He's on time.
And he'll tell you.
He's
an on-time God. He's an on-time. He's on-time.
He's on-time.
He's on-time. Hebrew boys, and they tell you
he's on time.
Do is call him and he'll be there right on time. Everything he does is on time. Hallelujah. God may not be on your time scale, but he's on time. Glory be to God. And we go give God glory, honor, and praise. All he continues to do in our lives. He is a good God.
Yes, he is.
A mighty God. He is the everlasting Father, King of kings and Lord of lords. He is everything you need. The songwriter says, found in Jesus. Whatever it is, ask. Because he said it in his word, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. So if there any failure, it's not in God. It's in us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we are sharp-minded. We are soon to forget. Hallelujah. Everything come up, we want to have in a new way. But there's only one way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we give glory, honor, and praise to God, our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And to all the you that are in the house today, to our presider, that's the best. All the elders Green, to all the other preachers in the house, Elder Lewis and Lewis and Lewis, praise God, and Gis, and okay, I think I've got all of them. And to all of the choir and the ushers and God, and all the others that's sitting in the pews. Praise God. Everybody's special and everybody's somebody. Everybody's precious. And you're here for a reason, not just for a season. Hallelujah. Okay. God made you for his honor and his glory and his purpose for you. He has a work for us to do. Hallelujah. And no matter how privileged it may seem to be, it's an important work in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Everything, use everything to be for our good. And we don't know what's good for us. And we always seem to choose the wrong thing. But we got to learn to follow the word of the Lord. And everything will work out all right. Praise God. The book of Isaiah 43. Isaiah chapter 43. Begin with verse 1. All in the name of Jesus, we stand here, spiritual man, mental man, physical man. Take us now into your kingdom and feed us through your spirit that we might feed your people as you utter the words unto our spirit. In the name of Jesus, preach this gospel to this vessel for we yield that you may do just that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Over there.
Amen.
Isaiah 43. But now thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather them thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the end of the earth, even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Say, neighbor. The Lord will.
The Lord will.
Make a way.
Amen.
We've been having trying times these last few years. And seem like things get better to get worse. But we got to realize that God is in control. And whatever is happening is because he has allowed it to happen. And he would not allow it to happen if he didn't think that it was good for us. We shouldn't expect everything to coming from the Lord to feel good to us. But it's going to be good for us. It's about like when we take medicine now. Some medicine has no taste. Some medicine got a good taste. And some medicine got a bad taste. Okay, we don't mind taking the good. But coming from that bad, we don't want it. Okay, and we have built up this thing against that bad taste of medicine, so bad that it make it taste even worse when we take it into our bodies and cause our bodies to set off hormones and other chemical reactions that causes us to feel even sicker. All right, but the good that's coming from it outweigh the bad that you are taking for the moment. And so we got to learn to know that whatever it is, God can make a way for you to happen. He tells us that some things are impossible with man, but with him, all things are possible. You may not see your way clear, but then it's not meant for you to see your way clear before it happens. It is meant that for you to trust God. That everything's going to be all right. Trust God. He said he would, and he will. He said that no bad thing is going to happen to us that we're not able to handle. Okay? With him, all things are possible. But we got to learn to trust him and stop overriding what his will is for us in our lives. God will be with you. But you got to learn to seek him first. And then after you seek him, listen to him. It may not sound like the best thing to you. And then we'll start second guessing what God intends for us to happen. But he says what he means. And he means what it says. He created us, so he ought to know what's best for us. He keeps us and he calls us to grow and to develop. And those things that happen in our lives is for a special person, a special reason in your life. God has put you here for a purpose. Okay? And he knows what he needs in his, let's say we are a giant puzzle. Okay? And there are things that be put together in place so that we can build upon it. Okay? And as we build upon it, we make the puzzle come to fruition that God has for us. The putting our puzzle together, I think that they is directed to us that we put it together by first finding the outside. The outside of the puzzle and then we can start filling in the rest of the puzzle when we got all four sides in place. We can put in and start working on putting the rest of the puzzle together. So we can't see everything as it should be. But God sees the whole picture. He knows where everything goes. And you know what it takes to get there. Okay, sometimes we put some pieces together that's just laying on the side over there because we know they went together, but we don't know what it goes to. But God knows what it happens. And then, so allow God to work in your life. Allow him to be your Lord, your Savior. Allow him to be your comforter. Allow him to be your joy and your strength. Allow God, by giving him the joy. Okay? So if you're giving him the joy, you won't be down. You can't be joyful and down at the same time. Okay, so give him some praise. This is why I tell you, praise him while you're going through. Okay, in everything, give him thanks. And so we forget what the preposition we probably use in here. Okay, we'll say for everything. No, the scripture say in everything. And it makes a difference with that word choice. Okay? In everything. He told you that many are your affliction. Okay? So many are your affliction of the righteous. But God will deliver us out of them all of them. You need to know that and stick to this. Okay? God is taking me through this. And I trust in him to take me through this. He knows how. He knows when. He knows where. He knows exactly what we need when we need it. And he will supply that need. Okay? The word says, my God shall supply your every need according to his riches and glory. My God shall supply, okay, all of my need. Okay? He didn't say you had to go out and take it. But he's going to give it to you. He shall supply. Whatever it is that you need to go through with it, God's going to give it to you. And he's not going to give it to you until the time is right. Because in everything, there's a time and a season. Okay? So we need to know that and know that my season is coming. Okay? My time of deliverance is coming. And in the meanwhile, I got some praises to go on. Okay? Why are we choosing to be down when we could be up? You want to be up, but you choose to go down. That makes sense. I want to go up, but I'm choosing to go out of our reasons and our for doing things seem to be lopsided. We're backwards. Okay, he tell you go forward, we back up. Go back, and you go forward. Go left, you go right. All right, and guess what happens when we do that on the highway? Got some bang bangs, right? Okay. Some of us lost our lives because we put on the left signal and went right. Okay. All right. You let the person know which way you're going, because you said you're going one way, you went going the other way. But God will direct your path. But you got to choose to go with him. Hallelujah. So God said he will supply your every need. And he'll make a way out of no way. There are a few times that he has shown himself in the word of God. As he made ways when there seemed to be no way. Israel had been in Egypt for over 400 years. God had promised to deliver. Now, the word that he spoke it to, those people went on off the scene. But he still delivered. Okay? After they were off the scene. Because God doesn't talk about you right now. He talks about you down the road. Okay? He's not just fixing it for you right now. He's fixing it for down the road. Okay? So that when you get there, it's already there for you, waiting for you. But you got to get to it first. And you got to get to it by faith. That's why people will say that I ain't got there yet. And I've been trying to tell you, you are already there. If it's knocking at your door, you can't say nobody out there. I hear the knock, but ain't nobody out there. You're there. Okay? If it's at your house, it's there with you. And God will make a way for you to handle it. In fact, he already made the way. We got to take the stop saying, I can't do this. I can't take this. I can't. But the word said, I can. With you, you can't. With the old man, you can't. But with the new man in your life, because the old man has died, he's passed away. And behold, all things have become new. It ain't new if you're still using the old. You sitting there on the shelf rusted because it ain't been used. And you still trying to struggle with that old, patching it up. And it goes down the road a little while and breaks down. And here you go, patching it up again. Get rid of that old man that got you thinking negative. Got you nurtured in there. Hurts. That your grandparents and great-grandparents got into. You don't even know nothing about it, but you still, because that the family didn't. I guess we call it family feud. Okay. It's a family thing. You don't know how it got started. That ain't bother you, but now because grandmama is doing it and grandmama is doing it, I'm going to do it too. You got to follow God and let those things go. These children have been there 400 plus years. And God told Moses, I want you to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And Moses said, who am I? I can't stand before Pharaoh. I can't even speak plain. When God calls you, he didn't call you for make excuses. He just wants you to say, yes, Lord, I go. Wherever you send me, I go. Whatever you want me to do, I go. Hallelujah. We got to learn to push our way through the hardship and the troubles and the trials. We got to push our way knowing that I can do this because God didn't give me a spirit of fear. He gave me a spirit of power, a love, and a sound mind. So I got the power. I got the love to motivate it and forgive those things that's coming bad to my life and accept it because God gave me a sound mind and I won't give it away. All right. But the devil's taking your mind and get it back. Speak to him and God will deliver you. Hallelujah. So he went down there and God had him to go and his brother Aaron to speak for him. And he told Pharaoh what happened and God then hardened Pharaoh's heart after Pharaoh had told him that he can go. And he did it for 10 times. But after then, God made a way for him to leave. But when they got up to the Red Sea, they didn't have no boats and no way to get across. Looked up, there was Pharaoh's army and coming behind. Mountains on the right, mountains on the left, Red Sea in front of them and Pharaoh's army behind them. Tell somebody to sound like they're boxed into me. And on no way out. But God made a way. He told Moses, take the rod you got and scratch it out. Now, you be saying, what's that going to do? It seems like God gave you nothing to do something with. What a stick going to do with an ocean in front of you or sea in front of you? What's that little stick? You can't ride it? It ain't enough to float for you to hold on. And you got a whole nation standing at the sea. You got all this massive confusion standing at your door. And instead of giving you something that you can be cheerful about, you get another bad news report. Okay. But what's in your hand? God gave you the power in your hand, and that is to call on him. Trust him that he will deliver. Okay. So here we find him standing there at the Red Sea. God said, stretch forth the rod, Moses. And when it did, the sea parted. Okay. Stretch forth your hands to the Lord. Lord, I lift my hands to thee. Nor the help I know. If thou wilt withdraw thyself from me, where thou? Shall I go? I'm in your hands, God. Take me through this day. I'm not worrying about tomorrow because tomorrow is going to take care of itself. But this day, give me what I need this day. I don't worry about yesterday because yesterday is gone. I need to know what I need to do today. One day at a time, today. I made it through yesterday and you brought me through so you can take me through today. And the sea opened and they went for a walk. Now, other times, he make a way so that your sea will depart and you can go through on dry land. He leave the water right there and call you to walk on the water. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. He don't move nothing out of your way. That's right. You got to walk through by faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes we want, Lord, to move this. Lord, move that. You don't know what you're asking for. Because the very thing you ask wasn't to move, but the very thing you want. So just walk by faith. He said, I lead you through the waters. Ain't going to cover you. Hallelujah. He's going to take you through the dark, dry places, and he'll deliver you in all these things. You might be put before fiery furnace. Things going on in your life that seem to be heated up. Fiery furnace in your life. He had called you to be going in the fire. Yeah, but he will make a way so that the fire won't burn you. He'll make a way so the fire won't even singe you. The fire won't even get smoke on you. You somebody wonder how you got over. But you ought to say, somehow, some way, the Lord make a way. Hallelujah. Somehow, in some way, the Lord will make a way for you. Hallelujah. Somebody said, like a ship that's tossed and driven. Battered by the angry sea. When the storm, the lies are raging, and the fury falls on me. I wonder what I've done that makes the race so hard to run. Take bandits, my soul to take bandits. The Lord will make a way for you. The Lord will make a way for you.
Yeah.
When beneath the cross I bow, right. He will take away each sorrow. Yeah. Let him have your burdens now. Yeah. When the load gets heavy and the weight of is shown upon our brow, there's a sweet belief in knowing the Lord will make a way somehow. So while you're going through that, say, the Lord will make a way somehow. I can't see where I'm going, but the Lord will make a way somehow. Because I'm walking by faith and not by sight. Well, hallelujah. The Lord will make a way. Somehow, some way, somehow, he will make a way for you. So keep on holding on to that. It might look like you're fighting a losing battle, but the Lord got it in control. And he will make a way somehow. Let me see if I can just sing one line, one verse of this, if I can. It's dividing so little here. Like a ship that tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea. When the storms of life are raging and the fury falls on me, I wonder what I've done that makes this race so hard to run. Then I say to my soul, Don't worry, the Lord will make a way somehow. The Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, He will take away His sorrow. Let Him have your burdens now. When the head closes heaven and weighed it down upon my brow, there's a sweet relief in knowing the Lord will make a way somehow. So no matter what it is, God's got it. And He's going to make a way somehow. I don't need to know how He's going to do it. But I know, all I need to know is He's going to do it. See, our problem is we don't know how. I'll tell you, do something to say how. He will make a way. No matter what it is, He will make a way. I don't know how. Don't know when. Don't know where. But He will make a way somehow. That's all I need to know. Hallelujah.
The gospel invitation extended. Is there anyone that don't know Christ and want to get to know Christ? Your time is now. If you need prayer, the altar is waiting for you. We will have a little song from the choir. Your time is now to get what God has for you.
I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why He cares. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad.
Thank you. Thank you.
So glad He did. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why He cares. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why He cares. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if He didn't sacrifice His life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad He did. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know. Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did.
God bless you. Have a smile upon you. God's been preaching, but they've been extended. No one came for salvation. We assume that everybody is already saved. Praise God. One came for a deliverance prayer. Praise God, and we command and we proclaim. We proclaim that the healing is already taking place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because it's an ask. Okay, it may not manifest itself right now, but it's done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's already made the way. Okay, he's already done the healing. We just got to walk up, walk in it. Hallelujah, and receive the healing as it manifests itself. Yeah. Hallelujah. There are times when Jesus healed the lepers. And as they left, they became healed. Okay. Not right then when they did it, but they became healed as they left. And then one looked at himself and found that he was the healer. He turned around and went back. But others kept going. Okay. So trust in your faith and know that God is there working it out. And whatever it is, it's for his good.
Yes, yes.
And not ours. Hallelujah. Now unto him was able to present us faultless for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God speak communion of the Holy Spirit, rest with us, rule and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the people of God say amen.